What about pertuzumab?
Okay, well, obviously, there are always, of course, lessons learned in all of these things. Obviously, the pertuzumab story followed the Herceptin story. The pertuzumab is very interesting. Here, in this particular situation, the trial that was looked at, actually, the pertuzumab was given with this. It was a randomized trial, randomized phase 2 trial. There were some single-agent studies, but a randomized phase 2 trial looking at with gemcitabine. Complicated study looking at various markers, looking at not only HER2 overexpression, but relative percentage of HER2, HER3, all these various, in other words, these markers were done. And there was a suggestion that a particular pattern of expression of a molecular marker, not just overexpression of HER2, might predict response, but not even response in this case when it was looking at time to disease progression. So, you know, again, trying to be a little more, you might say, sophisticated or sensitive to the question that you might not see tumor shrinkage. And there was some suggestion of possible benefit. This is going to, in my understanding, is going to be pursued with further studies with pertuzumab. But again, I'll emphasize some of the difficulty here is that we are talking about a patient population that is fortunately relatively small. The data on the pertuzumab is that it may delay tumor progression. And in a randomized phase 2 trial, there was a suggestion that there was substantial delay in tumor progression, but it was a small study subset analysis. My own feeling is the drug absolutely needs further investigation, and I think that is the plan.